The Train, adapted from a story by Stephen Covey. Soaked from the rainstorm, not in the forecast, I rushed onto the train at the exact last minute and fell into my seat. All I wanted to do was close my eyes and for the next hour and a half, let today drift away. The worst day of my professional life. If it could go wrong, it did. I'm not sure why God was mad at me, but clearly he was. A few minutes after the doors were closed, the blessed locomotion began to lull me into rest. It might have been 10 minutes or 30, I'm not sure, when the kid rammed headlong into my leg. I came to, now fully awake. I could hear a youngster screaming in the row across from me. Two other kids running up and down the aisle, knocking into people and creating all kinds of commotion. I could see now, looking around, that I wasn't the only one feeling frustrated. There he sat, calm as could be, the father, quiet in his seat, not reprimanding or disciplining his children in the least. I was disgusted. I mean, honestly, how rude. These kids were ruining the trip for everyone. Somebody's got to do something. I looked around. Like always, it's going to be up to me to do the heavy lifting. Fine. I leaned over across the aisle and I said, "Excuse me." Oblivious, the father just sat there, staring straight ahead, completely ignoring me. I said it again. "Excuse me." Nothing. Unreal. Now I'm mad. I've gone from annoyed to anger. I reached out and I tapped him hard on the arm and I repeated myself loudly this time. "Excuse me." He heard me. He turned. He looked confused. "Well, I'll clear this up real quick. Look, your kids are out of control. They're disturbing everyone on this car. Don't you think you should do something?" He looked at me like I was speaking Greek. Then he looked up and down the aisle like he forgot where he was even. Then he looked back to me. His eyes began to fill with tears. One escaped and ran down his cheek. He said in a low voice, "I'm sorry. I didn't realize. You see, we just came from the hospital where they lost their mother. She just died. I don't even know what to tell them. I don't know what to say. I don't know what we're going to do without her." To this day, when I think I know what's really going on around me, when I think of that man, I remember his pain in the darkest moment of life. Try to see the world through other people's eyes. Are you frustrated with somebody right now? Someone close to you or a total stranger? If so, in that moment, in this moment, ask yourself this question. What else could this mean?
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me.